Yep.
100 a quarter. 125,
most Tuesday afternoons, trucks and vans park in every nook and cranny of the Callaway Auctions property in Springdale. Behind the long, faded red building, located just a few yards off of 71B, local residents looking for a good deal peruse coffee tables, televisions, and boxes full of anything from records to Christmas decorations. The business's namesake is Harold Callaway.
When I started in here, I was 27, and I'm 62. Been here a long time.
Callaway receives help running his business from his children and his wife. She's the one who encouraged him to open the auction house years ago.
I lost a job that I had. It was closed up. I was looking for something to do, and my wife said, you like to talk and you like people, let's try this. So we've been here almost 35 years.
Anyone can buy or sell items at the auction, and Callaway says he will sell anything as long as it's legal. Although Callaway sometimes conducts auctions at other places, he does the bulk of his work at his Springdale location. Consignments must be submitted by noon on Tuesdays, and Callaway charges 25% commission. The auction begins outside at 4:30 and then typically moves indoors later in the evening. Callaway says running an auction house is a lot of hard work, but he enjoys it and finds it fun to interact with people. Last week, the city of Fayetteville was one of the Springdale auctioneer's clients.
Years ago, and we just put in a bid and told them what we'd do for them, and we got it. And we've been doing it ever since. We used to sell cars and everything for them, but they're doing something different with that.
The city of Fayetteville public auction included iPhones, laptops, and bicycles. A number of these items belonged to the police department. Sergeant Craig Stout, public information officer for the Fayetteville Police Department, says in the past, the department has had its own auctions, but they found it was a better use of time and resources to organize an auction in conjunction with other city agencies. Because these public auctions include items from different groups, any money earned from the sales go into the city's general fund. Sergeant Stout says the items the department puts up for auction are typically seized property or lost and found property.
And unfortunately, we just can't have that stored indefinitely. We have a limited amount of storage space, so we have to make room because, unfortunately, new items come in all the time.
Sergeant Stout describes the department's evidence room as slightly larger than his office at the Northwest Arkansas Mall, which is approximately 30 feet by 40 feet. The department also has a larger warehouse located off-site where officers can store bigger, bulkier items. Sergeant Stout says it varies, but they usually organize these auctions about once a year. When it comes time to auction property, the police department must first gain permission from a judge.
And talking with our property evidence manager, for items that are either for, you know, like up for auction, what we do is they, rather than a case-by-case basis, it's all kind of lumped into one thing that the judge signs off on it. And the wording is such that says, you know, we have made every effort to try, you know, we cannot find the rightful owner of this property. And, you know, we've done everything that we can, and we now want to sell it at auction. And then the judge looks at it and basically saying that, okay, if you've done everything here that you said you're going to do, I now sign off on this and try to return it to auction, and we can sell it for auction. So it takes up a little less time as opposed to a case-by-case basis and puts more of the burden back on the police department as opposed to the judge.
Now, not all property can be auctioned off. Weapons, for example, are typically destroyed. The police department's public information officer says some municipalities take seized weapons to a metal recycling facility where they can be melted, but Fayetteville doesn't have the ability to do that yet.
We actually, believe it was about a year or two ago, had a where we had to destroy a bunch of weapons. And what they would do is the we went down to a location where we had a big chop saw, and we chopped up these and then took them to an undisclosed location to make sure that they, even just the parts, could not be recovered. So they did that. Things like drugs of that nature, we make sure that those are disposed of properly. Typically, those are taken to an incinerator that has to get to a certain temperature, because, again, you don't want these things falling into the wrong hands or causing a you know, an environmental issue. That's why we have, you know, specific things like drug take-back days, because you don't want those getting out into the environment.
Prior to last week's auction, a post on the police department's Facebook page helped alert the public to the sale. In addition to the time and place of the auction, the post also included a list of items up for auction, as well as a telephone number for residents to call if they believed they were the owner of any of the listed property. Sergeant Craig Stout says the department makes every effort to return property, and local residents can aid in the process by keeping good records of their belongings.
We try to stress, you know, to citizens, make sure that you document anything that you have, write down your serial numbers. And if something does come up lost or stolen, we recommend that you do file a report on that because it makes it easier. If there's any identifiable marks on your phone or something like that, to do that, you know, if you look at like an iPhone, though, unfortunately, most people have a lock on their iPhone. So, and the only thing we have the ability to do is maybe look at a serial number, or something like that. So, it makes it very hard. So, you know, we recommend filing some type of report and making sure that you document those serial numbers, just so if something does happen, we're able to reunite you with your property.
Sergeant Stout notes that an item doesn't have to be stolen in order to file a report. Residents can report personal property missing if they simply lost it. Sergeant Stout says it's quite common for honest citizens to find an item and turn it into the police department in hopes of finding the rightful owner.
You can file a lost report on just about anything of value. If it's something that is valuable to you, it may not have a lot of monetary value, but if it has sentimental value, you want to make sure that you try to get that back. So, you know, anything that you have lost or believe has been stolen, we recommend that you file a report on that, because we're not, unless we know about it, it makes it that much more difficult for us to try to get that back to you.
You can contact the Fayetteville Police Department with non-emergencies at 587-3555. For more information about Callaway Auctions, visit callawayauctions.net. This is Ozarks at Large.